Welcome home, person. I didn't mean to startle you. Sorry. I'm just so excited, and I've been waiting for you all evening. Guess what? I did it. I really did it. Well, I guess we did it. We did it, person. We really did. What? Oh, passed, of course. I passed my scare test. Now I'm officially considered a spooky ghost. Isn't that fantastic? See, I've been studying really hard about being a good ghost and learning my haunt history. I'm good at a lot of stuff. I got a B+ in Noises of the Fright, and I got an A- in Phases of Travel, then I got a solid A in Chills. Well, of course, I can tell you all about them. Noises of the Fright is a lesson in how to make spooky noises like chain rattles or creepy whines or screams. I was pretty terrible at it at first. I actually failed the first time I took it. Instead of scary noises, I kept accidentally playing my favorite music and singing songs that don't relate to it. The first time I tried to freak out a person with sound, I got nervous and instead, I may have sang Frozen. It was a total bop, but I failed the test. The second time I took it, I studied really hard by listening to only scary sounds instead of music to help me focus. Hey, do you like music? What kind? I can play some for you, you know? Any song you want that I know. Could you imagine how cool it would be if you walked into school and Savage, Sassy Mood Nasty started playing? Is that song still popular? I'm a little rusty on current songs. One of the downsides of being absorbed into school, I haven't had time to catch up on pop culture, music, memes. I guess you can say I'm old school. Maybe later you and I can chat some more and you can catch me up on everything. Oh, right, I was explaining things. Phases of Travel is easy. It's just going through walls and floors and stuff. It's a pretty confusing trick. Sometimes I do it perfectly, and other times I'd mess up completely. And just a pro tip, if you ever think a specific piece of furniture is haunted, it's probably a ghost stuck trying to phase through it. I mean, you can't help it, but I just thought you should know. And Chills, it's just the easiest lesson. Think negative thoughts and the temperature goes down in a room. That was super easy for me since I'm pessimistic anyways. Plus, you know, I'm dead. It's pretty depressing sometimes. Well, yeah, there were a few more classes, but the point is I'm officially spooky ghost now. Next level's a haunt. That class is more scary based and more like poltergeist activity kind of stuff. I couldn't even really scare you, so I know I'll have to work extra hard. Hey, speaking of which, why aren't you scared? An invisible voice and chains don't scare you? You think I'm cute? I'm not cute, I'm scary. I literally am labeled as a spook. Wait. Can you see me? This whole time? I thought you were just hearing my voice. I had no idea you can see me. Wait, how do I know you're not lying? Okay, I'm gonna hold up a certain number of fingers and you copy me, okay? Ready, set, go. Holy crap, you really can see me. Oh, and don't get too close. This is so embarrassing. Stop, you'll make me turn pink. Huh? Oh. Ghosts scan turn colors based on emotions. That's not the point. Is it me? Am I doing something weird? This would be a super advanced skill. I know I'm not that skilled. Have you ever seen any other ghosts? Any floating orbs or people like me? Really? Wow. You know what this means, right? I can't believe I'm meeting you. This is incredible. You're like a unicorn. To think I'd get so lucky to pick you to be my first human to scare. What? It means you're a medium, silly. You can talk to the dead. You must be really strong if you can even see us. I've read books on mediums, but never thought I'd actually meet a real one. I mean, there are plenty of fake ones out there just looking for money and stuff, but genuine mediums are super rare, and sometimes they don't even know they're mediums. But sometimes they go crazy. I guess that's something you should know. I mean, you're so rare, it makes normal people think you're crazy if you talk about this to them. It's kind of like a secret superpower. Isn't that cool? Oh yeah, we can totally read up on it together. Maybe I can help you understand your abilities better. It'll take some time and some candles, but we can practice. I know. You buy some candles and I will fly away and you can practice summoning me. Just make sure to blow out the candles quickly if the room feels cooler to you. I wouldn't want you summoning the wrong spirit, yeah? Well, you've seen the movies, right? They're not horribly far off when it comes to seances. Bad things can come out of those. Normal people can't feel the warning signs like true mediums can until it's too late. You should be able to feel them before they can even come through the opening you create. Don't worry. I'll teach you all of the warning signs of bad spirits I know. That way you will be safe. We can start tomorrow. I'd say tonight, but I'm kind of tired after today, and I just want to float around a while. It was really stressful, you know? Hmm? Me? Well, I think my name was... Aaron sounds more like it. It's hard to recall now. My memories of being alive are fading away the longer I exist. Yeah, eventually I won't remember any of my life as a living, breathing person. It's better to forget, or I might become a hollow. A hollow is a ghost who clung too hard to their human life. All they do is scream. They don't even look like normal ghosts. They look rotted, like they are still in their human bodies as they decompose. It's very sad to see them. They can't do you any harm, though. Like poltergeists can. They didn't try to learn to become ghosts. They tried to stay human. That's why I have to study hard. This is my new, well, life, if you will. I have to embrace it and make the most of it. When I was alive? Oh, I was a soccer player for my university. I was a center defender, and I was really good at it. I was trying to get my bachelor's in animal science, but you know, that was all before the accident. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn blue on you. I really do miss living things like food and touch. I miss hugs. Ghosts aren't very good at comforting each other like people are. But I don't like to think about it. That was the old me. The new me is a ghost, and I am embracing it. It's okay to change, you know? It's kind of like second puberty without the period cramps of weird voice changes. Sometimes things out of your control happen, and you just have to work with them instead of fighting them. Anyways, I should probably get going. I've been here long enough. We're both gonna need rest. I'll see you tomorrow, though, right? For practice? Well, maybe I do want to see you again. Normally, I would scare a person and just run away and never see them again, but with you, well, you can see me. I feel normal with you, like my old self again. And maybe that's a good thing. You're not scared of me, are you? Good. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow then. Oh, and thanks for playing along this morning. I really appreciate what you did. I'm glad I chose you to scare.